the investment bank Goldman Sachs will pay $5 billion to settle federal and state probes into its role in the U.S. financial crisis, specifically its sale of risky mortgage-backed securities, the financial product that helped destabilize the global banking system in 2007 and 2008. It's just the latest settlement related to the financial crisis and follows similar settlements from other big banks. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us from New York. And Jill, hi, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
So Goldman disclosed this deal earlier this year. It was no surprise it was coming, but we got more details today. How big of a deal is it?
I actually don't think it's that big of a deal because, again, previously disclosed, the money amount did not change. There were some details about, gee whiz, Goldman really was bad, really bad, really bad about the way they acted. But I think at this point, after you've got a $5 billion settlement, there's nothing in here that's wildly surprising. The Department of Justice basically said that Goldman acknowledged that it received some information that was pretty clearly meaning that these bonds were not such great bonds that they shoved into these products. But I can't imagine anyone thought otherwise at this point.
But $5 billion is a lot of money or not. I don't know. Does it help Goldman Sachs or does it hurt them to have this sort of chapter closed out of the books?
Oh, I mean, this is a huge amount of money. And, you know, it's amazing to consider how much money the Justice Department has actually raised in the aftermath of the crisis, not just from Goldman Sachs, but from J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America, Citi, Morgan Stanley. Everybody's got these multi-billion dollar deals. But you're absolutely right. From the bank's perspective, we've already taken the beating. We're going to write the stuff down. And now we just need to pay the piper, put this period in our past, and move forward. Mm. So none of these amounts are going to put the banks out of business. They certainly eat into their profitability. But these are real numbers. Make no mistake.
It sounds like a lot of money, but no criminal charges. Bernie Sanders, we've heard over and over again this campaign season, made a big deal of that. No criminal charges. Where are we in the settlement resolution process here? Are we done? Can we finally say goodbye to this?
Well, I think we're getting pretty close. And, you know, regards to everyone who freaks out about the criminal versus civil charges, I mean, the Department of Justice brings these cases, right? If they thought that they could make a criminal charge stick, I really believe that they would do it. Mm. So my interpretation is justice says, wait a second, we cannot, it's really hard to prove criminal cases. That's why they don't bring them so often. They haven't been very successful in doing so. Let's do this where the banks can really feel it. Let's squeeze them. We'll have a civil case. We'll make them pay really steep fines. It will help us not just with some of the mortgage relief, but also some consumer education. And I think that that's probably a smarter way for them to proceed rather than risk losing a big criminal case.
And this is Goldman Sachs, which is the symbol, basically, for the excesses of Wall Street, or it has been over the years. Any particular significance in that?
You know, I mean, I guess I have such a weird mixed emotions around Goldman Sachs, despite the fact that many of my friends and family members have worked, do work there. I've always been more critical of them when everyone thought they were the best things in the world and feel somewhat more defensive for them because they didn't do anything different than anyone else. And as you say, yes, it's Goldman Sachs. It sort of became somewhat of the face of the crisis. But you heard me list all these banks. Everyone was in the act. Everyone was a bad actor. Yep. We're spanking them now.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News. Thank you very much.
Take care.